Production. Recorded live.
Okay, folks, I went ahead and screwed up and pretty well killed my own show, previously. Folks, it was not the bad cell phone. It was essentially my own fault here. I went ahead and I must have pressed the wrong button in trying to go ahead and recharge the battery. And probably I should have had a charged up battery here. Okay, here we have Logan, I believe. Hello, Logan.
Yeah, okay, we got everything. Now, what happened now? Did Talk Shit kick you off or was it a phone?
No, it was me pressing the wrong button on the side of my cell phone. I don't believe there should be any buttons except maybe volume buttons on the side of the cell phone. You know, because pretty well that went ahead, and I was busy talking to you. I didn't pay too much attention to the chat. And usually when I go ahead and press the wrong button on the side of the cell phone, it's a cheap Samsung cell phone.
Yeah.
And, pretty well when I go ahead and press the wrong button, I usually got about 5 minutes to go ahead and call back in.
Yeah.
And by the time I went ahead and noticed it, it said call had ended. So pretty well I went ahead and had to call
it. I got away from the chat room. Normally I didn't catch it, so I didn't catch it either. But anyway, I typed in there, I think a lot of Andreas and a lot of people left, and they didn't.
Well, we really lost Andreas, and we lost Frank and Wigger.
It'd be nice if we lost Sitar's as well as Sitar's already left. Well, anyway, I was just saying that I told Frank a little earlier, I don't know about this show because I'll be out of town. So unless you want to pick up the show and do a Bible study or something tomorrow and do my show for me, I'm just going to be back a week from tomorrow.
Okay, we're talking about your show, Logan Hunter's Conspiracy Theory and, Emporium, tomorrow. And pretty well what I think I'm going to go ahead and cover would be just go ahead and cover some more Mark, maybe go ahead with a few other things. So you're going to be gone, away from your computer tomorrow.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'll be left my computer. I could possibly, maybe, I don't know, but I could possibly, I'll be staying at my mom's house, she can get reception, but I could possibly call in right at 7 and talk for a little while with you, but I will not. I'll definitely, because I've got to be going on that trip really early. So I will definitely not go to a 5-hour show, and I could probably call in, possibly, if you decide to do it. Otherwise, we'll just cancel the show, but if you decide to do it, I may try to call in if my phone holds out for 30 minutes. So that's all I'm getting at, because right now I'm in my house, but tomorrow I'll be at my mom's house.
Okay. Well, I'm sort of thinking of changing, I'm changing cell phone providers. Pretty well, this little Anglo Mestizo niece bitch of Roxy's, Roxy went ahead and cut her, had to pay $137 to cut her off, cut off her cell phone here and essentially pay for, her year's contract here. And pretty well, what happens when I first went ahead and got a cell phone, it was after September 11th when these bastards went ahead and cut me off. Because of this, Maggie Bell bitch butts over at the Grammy Phone Company. They cut off my internet, and pretty well I decided I was never going to go ahead and pay them another penny in long-distance fees again. So now I got a different internet service provider, and I went ahead and talked to Roxy, and we bought a cell phone. And back then at U.S. Cellular, it was $19 for the first couple months, and then it was, after that it would be $39.90 or, $99, something like that here. And it was that way for one phone. And then when I was in jail, she would go ahead and get all these worthless bums among her friends and all that
Yeah.
And she would go ahead and, you know, first her her stepdaughter went ahead, her and her boyfriend, the one who went ahead and molested Helen, went ahead and come up to $1,200. And then she went ahead and went with a friend who I think was a faggot here, and essentially he'd go ahead and make long-distance phone calls to his homosexual lover, and essentially it ended up costing him about another $800, so I had to go ahead and pay about half or better of it here in order to get Roxy off of that. And then when I came home, here she got her fat nephew, the one who died last year, of a heart attack because he was a big fat
yeah.
pig. And pretty well, another little bitch that was screwing, the little Anglo mestizo who went ahead and probably is the one who went ahead and worked with the pigs to take my grandkids away. He was in prison, so essentially Roxy would go ahead and, pay for her. So then it was with Cousin Debbie, and pretty well I was told all last year that their cell phone would go ahead and expire in May. We would be out from under and by ourselves here. So the cell phone bill would be $39.99 plus $10 for my, for another line, 1,000 minutes from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And pretty well, Roxy goes ahead. She does whatever the hell she wants to do because it's, quote, her money. Her money. She gets a veteran's check from, But anyway,
yeah.
from her second husband.
Yeah.
And pretty well, what happens is that she went ahead and didn't tell me the truth. And essentially what happens is that she went ahead and put old Debbie in about the time that bitch moved into the house that I went ahead and bought.
Yeah.
So essentially she hadn't been paying. She went ahead and got him to go ahead and agree to pay so much. And then she went ahead and got on internet on her cell phone. And that cost some more. And pretty well, she didn't pay Roxy since May for her cell phone bill. She went ahead and got Roxy agreed to pay for it for next year or so.
Yeah.
So finally, she went ahead and cut her off about a week or so ago. But here now they're talking about $100 for two phones for 1,000 minutes. And I'm saying I can go down to Walmart and get, $30, 30 days, 1,000 minutes. 1,000 texts. I don't use any of them. Pretty well just buy a, $49 phone, get a $30 plan, no contract, and essentially, just go ahead and get, heck, you can go ahead and
Hey, let me ask you something. If you do no contract, you buy the phone, is it like a disposable phone, or you keep it?
What happens is that all these phones, essentially, I'm not talking about buying a freaking iPad or something here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or an iPhone or whatever here. I'm not talking about...
Okay, there's no contract phone. Once you run out of minutes, then you have to go reload more minutes. Is that how it works?
Well, no, at Walmart, they said 30 minutes, or $30 for 1,000 minutes. Me and Roxy combined... I think we used last month, we used about 150, we may have used, what happens is that on nights and weekends, it don't go ahead and count. So essentially this is a free phone call. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
But it don't really matter. If I just went ahead and bought one for $30 and then if I paid $15 more, I'd have internet. So I may just simply, have a backup, have a backup internet. Backup internet, pay $45 and essentially pay the same amount, and she can go ahead and stay with U.S. Cellular. I mean, just simply, in many cases, we go ahead and use these phones as sort of walkie-talkies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No big deal. Just go ahead and, there's only a few people who got my cell phone number. You're one of them. Pretty well, I have about maybe 5-6 people, I just simply say, this is my new cell phone number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And leave it at that. And what happens is that I don't, for $45, you got unlimited minutes, unlimited data. Supposedly, I don't think that's true, but, you end up having quite a bit of data you can go ahead and use. You know what I mean?
That's a good deal. I've got Sprint. And I have them limited. It's $70. I think after tax and everything, it's 70. But basically, I got a contract. Sound like you got a real good deal. And I mean,
well, it used to be a real good deal when it was what, $39.99? Yo, from September 2011. What happens is that they went ahead, this bitch, Maggie Bell, I mean, all these characters. Let me just tell you, it's not the Jews so much as caused me all the trouble. It's these people who pretend to be Christian identity, who I pretty well just tell is that, no, you're just a lying bitch, Maggie. Women do not get to go ahead and speak in, during church services. She's a friend of Clint. Went ahead and got me kicked off.
Okay, so Maggie pulled a liar bill on you.
No, she pulled a Brian Rio on me. You know what I mean? What happens afterwards, afterwards, old Andy Anderson, Richard Nipola, and the rest, they tried to pull another Brian Rio on me, but I went ahead and made a counter complaint to their ISPs, and essentially their ISP said, stop going ahead and trying to cause trouble to get somebody's ISP shut down, or we're going to go ahead and just shut down yours here because we don't want to be paying. We don't want to go ahead and be paying for your misconduct here. We don't want any part of it. So essentially back then, Earthlink and a number of other places, AT&T, and CoxNet used to go ahead and understand is that you don't go ahead and censor, people. And I do need to go ahead and probably within a month decide whether or not to finally sue Brian Rio, Eli James, and Finkelschini. And, pretty well it's been 2 years, Brian, November 14th or 15th will be 2 years since they pulled this crap on me. So pretty well within the next month, especially if I go ahead and lower the boom on Brian Rio, Eli James, Finkelschini, Visser, essentially they won't be playing any more, censor games because, they'll have to go ahead and answer for the crap here. Now, on the other hand, I won't be able to go ahead and probably troll Eli or Finkelschini or whatever here, but don't really matter because, hey, they're pretty well, all these people are marginalized here. Once they know that, just like these NIMBUSTER tards, Newskike, Paul Dembski went ahead and outed him as, outed him as being a Jew.
So he admitted Peter Goodman was a Jew. Did he admit he was?
No, Peter Goodman admitted he was a Jew. When was it? It was at the end of the
Hold on. So News Guy, I thought Peter Goodman was the real name of News Guy. What is News Guy's real name?
Peter Goodman.
Oh.
He's a Jew.
And Paul Dembski.
Paul Dembski went ahead and outed him. He went ahead and pulled a Brian Wright on a Jeremy Visser.
Yeah.
That's the first time that's the first time.
Yeah, they're turning on each other. See, I like it when all these Jews turn on each other and they fight and they reveal a little truth.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens is that old Siegfried, I think, was pretty well making a big deal last night about, pretty well I was fighting with Paul Dembski. He got all pissed off here because essentially he was trying to say, I'm a good Jew. I'm an atheist Jew. I'm an agnostic Jew. Well, no, Jew, you're a Jew. Don't give me a shit. You're a Jew. And, pretty well all these characters... All these characters in the bowel movement and in, Christian identity are pretty well revealing what they are. And once you go ahead and find out that some character is a Jew, do you believe anything that they have to say?
No, I don't.
No. When old Keith is trying to go ahead and, claim that, Israelites are Canaanites and Canaanites are Israelites. Okay, Keith.
Yeah.
You're pretty well over with here.
Yeah.
It shows that you're either, seriously delusional or a liar or both, right?
That's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Obi Genderbender is the only one who has enough sense to realize, to go ahead and realize is that once the snout is out, once the little werekike snout is out, you go ahead and see the snout and see the tail, and the career is a Jew, it's over with. You know what I mean? As far as pretending to be Christian identity.
He don't want to show his face. Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to go ahead. He's not going to go ahead and show his face or show his snout or anything like that here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's that. So, anyway. Guest number six, if you're the real you-know-who, or if you're a NIMCARD playing you-know-who, you cause too much trouble, I'll go ahead and block your ass. Okay?
Okay. I'm not in the chat room. Is somebody talking about us?
Oh, guest number six was claiming you posted, you know, its address. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're not going to go ahead and mention you-know-who, but, you know, look, guest number six. You've got your first and final warning.
A certain person, I didn't post their name, I didn't post their...
Oh, it was Nimbuster Tars that posted it.
Supposedly Siegfried has been in contact with this person. Yeah, the Nimtards, she needs to go, you know who needs to go.
Well, I mean, I don't really care. You know, look, number six, this is not about you. Okay. Well, I'm not even going to dick with it here.
Yeah.
I think number six is a NIMCARD.
Probably is.
I mean, that stupid twat you used to have, the quitter went ahead and left. That stupid twat you used to run around with, I don't think it has enough sense. Yeah, I don't think it knows how to go ahead and take a screenshot, you know what I mean, and post it to an anonymous, page here. It's a NIMCARD. Six was. Okay?
I know. Okay. I'm not even going to worry about it. Who cares? Yeah.
Well, what happens is the quitters like playing their little games here. I mean, sometimes you go ahead and you look and you can go ahead and tell Sober Tender Bender, you can go ahead and tell Zisser, you can go ahead and tell, it might be Brian Wright, you can go ahead and tell it's you know who, you can go ahead and tell it's, you know, whatever. I mean, some of these critters, they're not able to hide their snout forever once you know what to look for. Okay?
I did picture a Peter Goodman of Dyslexic Santa.
Well, what happens, they got a picture, and essentially what these Jews pretend, they pretend that Jew is religion and not a race. And they're talking to somebody who in dual seedline Christian identity holds that essentially, Jews are both a religion and a race. It don't really matter. Usually, some of your types who want to pretend to be good Jews, they go ahead and claim, well, I'm not an Orthodox Jew. I'm not a Hasidic Jew. No, I'm a conservative Jew, like Peter, you know, Peerless Goodmanser. Or I'm an atheistic or agnostic Jew. And you're not going to get very far if you're hanging around people who really believe and dual seedline Christian identity. I mean, you went ahead and divorced a wife that you figured out was a Jew mongrel. You know what I mean? And that was...
I had no problem cutting ties with... if I found somebody in identity, I was married to a mongrel, and then I had an annulment, I was getting a divorce, really. But the thing is, I have no cutting ties with former friends, and if I'm keeping feast days or hanging out with so-called white nationalists and I find out they're mongrels, I'm gonna cut ties with them.
Okay. Well, I just pretty well cut ties with some with a NIMCARD pretend to be you know who, so oh well.
I'm not gonna worry about it. Yeah,
well, I just go ahead and just deal with it right when it happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I already went ahead and gave the last warning shot. You know what I mean? So
yeah, basically, you know, if that really is her, and that's not a NIMCARD, that really is her. She has no life. I mean, the only thing. Look.
It's not her. Have you ever noticed, you know, silly twat to pretty well keep up like a NIMBuster does on how to go ahead and take a screenshot and then post it to an image hosting company?
Yeah.
It's not her. You know what I mean? What happens, what it is, it's a NIMCARD here pretending to be a wizened up old heifer. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, you're going out of town for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna visit with some other identity people, and basically, I've stayed at my mom's house because she's gotta take me to the airport, and
okay.
So whenever I stay at my mom's house, I can't get on the computer. I don't get good reception. So if you decide to do the show tomorrow, send me an email ahead of time. I'll try to call in at 7, the house phone, and maybe I could do the show for first 30 minutes with you or so. But, you know, I can't stay up late because the planes leave it super early. We got to leave the house super early. But if you want to catch the show all year, that's fine. But if you want to do it, I may try to do it.
Well, what I'll probably do is I'll probably go ahead and cover Mark here. And
that'd be great.
What happens is we'll go through Mark if you want. You know, I know, you know, you probably don't want to go through Luke, do you?
You could go through Mark. You could do Luke. I mean, look, the thing is, this is the thing.
Well, what I think you ought to do is you and me ought to go through these lost books of the Bible that you like so much. Okay.
Well, we can look. I've got the lost books, and when we get through with the first four gospels, and you know, if you want
to, why don't we just go ahead and finish up with Mark, and then go to the lost books? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I can read the lost books, the Cave of Treasures, the Book of Adam and Eve. They're real long, but I can read them, and then it'll get to the part where Yahweh actually tells Adam 5,500 years. He said, I'm coming back in 5.5 days. He means 5,500 years. And then he takes him up, at, just like John in Revelations, and he shows Adam these 12 pillars in heaven, and he said, those are the 12 apostles. So, look, all I'm getting at, okay, basically, is the reason I like pushing the red letters is that was Yahweh God in a flesh body. That was the perfect example for us, okay? I'm not saying, I've already said Peter, Paul, they weren't perfect, okay? Yeshua was perfect. Now, if we say Yeshua was not perfect, if we say that he married Mary Magdalene, he had kids, and all this other shit, that's blasphemy, Martin. And basically, we're denying that was the Word made flesh. I don't do that, but, I showed you, Judy sent me that email. Well, I showed you, and then Scott Voss teaching all that crap, and I tell Russ, and I'm not saying Russ believes everything Scott Voss teaches, but he gets the Judah heresy, the Judah heresy from Scott Voss, and he gets some other stuff, and basically, I could set Russ down and, see exactly where, I pretty much know where he stands on a lot of that, but he hangs out with all these tards that push all these lies. And, just like I told him that guy was a Cherokee, he didn't want to believe it, he got it from the horse's mouth. And, Russ is just going to dust himself off and still hang out with Visser and Eli Jenkins and all these people and get their emails. And, that's fine. That's what Russ wants to do.
Yep. Oh, I went ahead and gave old Pig Fraud 5 minutes. He's playing you-know-who's game. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I pretty well made it quite clear. We're not going to talk about you-know-who, okay?
Yeah.
Anybody wants to go ahead and talk about you-know-who, I'll give them one warning, and then after that, so pretty well old Piggy got a 5-minute timeout.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Guess number 3 thinks they're funny, too.
Well, I think they're funny, too, here. It's just that, hey, Piggy is doing the same thing the other Nimtard was doing. And I already said is that, you've got your one warning. You got your one warning, and I'm not going to dick with you. You know what I mean? What happens is that also, I went ahead and looked at episode number 27. And here was this Nimtard who was, claiming to be Jenneth Jameson. And pretty well, this idiot nearly got me kicked off a talk show before Brian Rio and Eli James tried to do it. Nearly got me kicked off in August of 2010 because of their Nimtardation tricks here. And the fact of the matter is I don't really want to go ahead and be kicked off of TalkSkew after I've gone ahead and bothered to upload so damn many shows. You know what I mean? This, you know how this, you know how Visser is by how he goes ahead and keeps whining to TalkSkew about libel and slander and gossip here, even though I'm telling the truth about the lying bastard. Eli James, you know, Sunday, you know, last Saturday show was going ahead and whining that he was still trying to go ahead and get me booted off of TalkSkew. What happens? You have these actual people who are trying to get this program taken down. And I'm not going to go ahead and tolerate somebody, even if they're a nimbuster tard, who essentially, because they like the show so much, likes playing games with essentially with my archives. I'm not going to dick with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really give a crap about if you know who wants to whine like a pussy about here. If you want to go ahead and play new games, I'm going to call the police. Well, hey, that's it. That's it. You know what I mean?
Nobody cares about you know who. All the tards on Nimbuster, okay, they may post her address and stuff, but they don't care about her either. I mean, she needs to go get a life, okay? She needs to get a
life. Well, this is not her. This is a Nimbuster tard. You know, I went ahead and muted another little guest, number 11. I mean,
yeah.
I'll go ahead and put up with one Marty Chelmo, one Marty Chelmo. I mean, in real life, if you went ahead and said that to me, if you're bigger than me, I'd probably go ahead and wait till I get the advantage to skin you and your little family out. But if you're smaller than me, I might go ahead and beat your ass right then and there. But you have these people who have no decency. I mean, what you're doing is that, okay, I get it. You hate me. You're a Jew. You're a mamzer. You're pissed off at me. You want to cause trouble. You're vicious. I understand that. And I'll let you go ahead and be vicious once or twice. But I'm not going to go ahead and essentially eat a steady diet of Jew shit. I'm not going to go ahead and put up. I mean, if you have something intelligent to say, or even if you have something stupid to say, just say it once or twice, I'll allow it. But essentially, I don't see a need to go ahead and let some creature who, you know, by Yahweh's law, I really have a duty to hunt down and skin out, go ahead and shit and shit and shit and shit all over me here because I want to pretend to be a First Amendment absolutist. Let's understand something. I do not believe in the constipation. I don't believe that Yahweh went ahead and created. I believe a bunch of founding felon lawyers and masons went ahead and created it in order to go ahead and bring all of this new generation of Ephraimites and Manassites and you know, children of Israel. This is not the New Jerusalem. This
agree.
Is not.
I totally agree. I totally agree. The Freemasons set this country up to worship Satan. And what does it say on it? Novus Ordicum.
New Order of the Ages. New Order of the Ages.
Order is what it says on the back of the dollar bill, and they have the capstone with Satan's eye, the all-seeing eye of Satan on top of the pyramid. I mean, basically, yeah, the Freemasons set this country up to worship Satan. And, you know, all this shit about this being the New Jerusalem, Yahweh...
This is not the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem appears after...
I agree. Yahweh destroys the old heaven, the old earth, the New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven. So, you know, all these bars that teach all this crap are wrong. You're right, Martin.
Eerie case here. I went ahead and unmuted Pig Fraud. You know, we're not going to play You Know Who, okay? So, all right. It just, yeah. Oh, what happened? Oh, I just went ahead and noticed here.
Yeah.
You have some tards that are determined to go ahead and play their little game here. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All these tards, you know, they're obsessed, just like You Know Who, that they're obsessed. They don't have a life, so they got to come in here. And
well, I mean, what happens, you have a bunch of miscegenated Jew mamzers and faggots and perverts, and essentially they're young, and they want to go ahead. They instinctively do not like Yahweh's law or Yahweh's law, you know, lawful people, and say they like causing trouble. And old Pig Fart is one of these, you know, wannabe troublemakers. You know what I mean? But he's a regular. He's a regular. I'll go ahead and put up with some of the shit. But there is a limit. There is a limit or two here, and I don't mind going ahead and putting a little tar in his own little corner. You know what I mean? Okay?
Yeah. I agree.
Well, Zogbuster, this is not the real, this is not the real you-know-who here. It's a Nimbuster Tar who's going ahead and, you know, posting that, okay? So, it means you are a Jew? No, it means I'm a white man who essentially is annoyed at you, Big Fraud. The old arrow is above your button here.
I think yes, Mike and Jeremy Venture, because he keeps on playing that same song.
Yeah. Well, what happens is that was what he was trying to go ahead. I mean, I think I said that, you know, to you, Logan sounds retarded. And to a lot of people, they do think you're sort of crazy. But on the other hand, Logan actually means what he says. Logan's an honest man.
Yeah.
So, it ain't case here. Yeah. So, anyway, here. Well, it looks like some of the tards inside leap. I mean, folks, you got to understand, this is Thursday night fun. This is Thursday night fun for Nimtards. You know what I mean? It's sort of like catnip for, well, you know, big Nimtarded pussies here. You just got to go ahead and get into it. But anyway, I'm looking at the news here, and I don't know, I think Covington may be right, that, you know, the Jews may have turned on Obongo. Obongo may decide that, hey, it's a whole lot better to go ahead and just be a one-term nigger, Kenyan nigger Muslim president, than to be a dead nigger here, nigger that essentially the Mossad goes ahead and lets in some goober. You know what I mean? That's not the only reason I talk to the Secret Service. I want them to know that I'm not their Lee Harvey goober, you know, or their James Earl, you know, crackhead, you know, to go ahead and blame shooting a nigger on. You know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, I don't really give a shit. I mean, neither Republicans or Democrats are my friends here. I'm just looking. Did you see the debate tonight?
I didn't watch it, but I caught a few of the highlights of it. Evidently, what they were saying is that Biden kept on interrupting Paul Ryan, and he was rude and everything. But I mean,
Biden would go ahead, and yes, he would interrupt Ryan, but Ryan would go ahead essentially and just lie his ass off too here. I mean, when it comes down to it, Obongo has not gone ahead and fixed what's wrong with the economy. And the answer is, oh, Biden can't. Obongo can't. I mean, essentially, you've sucked up. You've sucked up. You know, you've gone ahead and allowed the Jews to suck out every bit of life in the economy. You have a middle class, which is pretty well gone. All the jobs are outsourced. And most of this shit occurred during Dumbia's administration, just like a lot of the shit that occurred in Missouri occurred during Blunt's administration. He's such a worthless thief here. The hell's own party went ahead and told him to leave. Leave quietly, but leave. And that's why I think it's quite likely that old Jay Nixon, he's another piece of shit, but he's going to win. I think it's quite possible that Claire McCaskill, who got elected because people were tired of Bush's war, and they went ahead and threw out this here slant-eyed Republican, you know, office holder named Jim No Talent, who was just a piece of shit, who voted for the Brady Bill and NAFTA. They kicked his ass out, too. And essentially, she might go ahead and squeak in. What happens, Biden, you know,
Anybody, yeah.
Biden actually went ahead and didn't hold Ryan Cheney's feet to the fire. I mean, he should have simply gone ahead and said, if you go ahead and answer the question like that, what's most important? Making sure that Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon here. And folks, anybody who knows anything knows that the Pakistanis have nuclear weapons. Everybody knows the Jews have what? A couple hundred nuclear weapons, and all of them given to the Jews by Zog, given to them by Zog.
Yeah.
I mean, why in the world should the Russians go ahead and give the Iranians nuclear weapons? Answer, well, they didn't here. You gotta understand that Iran and Russia and China have acted far more responsible than this Jew-run Zog Babylon. So, in any case, let's say the Iranians do decide to get a nuclear weapon. I would say that, hell, you need to be like Korea. You need to go ahead and develop your own nuclear weapon. I think they already got a nuclear weapon. I think they went ahead, if they were smart, just simply used all these atomic, these nuclear artillery shells. You know that we used to have nuclear weapons, 105-millimeter shells. 105, four inch wide nuclear artillery shells. You know what I mean? Now they didn't have that big, they were about, they were only about maybe a Hiroshima or two. It wasn't like they were, big old 500 megaton, ones like the Chinks have, because essentially they can only go ahead and bring, used to bring their missiles in only about, within about a couple miles of target. That's why they had to go ahead and have, 500 megatons, huge, dirty bombs, as opposed to, 50 megatons, which were able to go ahead and come within about 10 meters. You know what I mean? But folks, everybody who really wants any first or second rate nation, or even third rate nation like Pakistan that wants a nuclear weapon can have one. Is Korea a first level nation? No. Is it a second level nation? No.
Sure.
Third level maybe? Pakistan, is it a first level nation? No. Second level nation? No. Third level nation? Yeah. You know what I mean? And let me just go ahead and tell something, folks. When I was in...
The only reason that the Jews don't want Iran to have nukes is that Iran is not completely under their control. They control Korea. They control some of the other Muslim nations. The reason we had a war with Iraq and Afghanistan is they didn't control them completely. So once they have a war, they go in there and bomb the hell. Just like Germany. They didn't control Hitler and the Nazis. They had to bomb the damn place to oblivion, okay, and then go back and disarm them and then divide the country up, split it in half, communist and capitalist.
Well, they split really into about thirds here, you know what I mean? Very well, the Allies, you had, Britain, United States, and France, and the Soviet Union. Essentially, the Soviet Union got the biggest individual share, but essentially the other, pretty well it was sort of like 40% went in the Soviet sphere and 60% went with the Allied sphere. I used to be stationed over there. Folks, I used to go ahead and listen to all their little war games about what would happen, and I was in a nuclear missile unit, of Lance here. And supposedly, we would be really the first ones who would go ahead and fire the opening rounds of what would be World War III if the Soviets came over the freaking, pulled the gap, and was heading toward Paris, with the big old tank divisions, pretty well the last war, the last shot, really the first shot of the real war, not the warning war, would be to use nuclear weapons. We had 350,000 Zog troops over there here. I was talking with Pastor John Britton, and pretty well, I looked up, I went ahead and looked up Krailsheim, and then I went ahead and looked up McKee Barracks, and there's one or two in this McKee Barracks Alumni Association that I was with in the, 2nd 42nd Field Artillery. And so, we would go ahead and talk about us using nuclear weapons first in the event of a Russian invasion of the NATO countries. Well, folks, we went ahead and defeated the Soviet Union economically, but now, economically, we are pretty well in the same condition as, well, as the Soviet Union was. I mean, essentially, you have white people being outnumbered by Mamzers and Muds and Jews and Beaners, them just pouring in, trying to go ahead and take minimum wage jobs, and very much you have the people who actually pay the taxes, the white taxpayer, not having any job, not having any money, not having any home, increasingly. And so as a result, there is, you know, I mean, you hear it hot and heavy to where essentially it is understood that there is a decline, there's a decline in Zog Babylon. Now, folks, I have a solution. I have a solution which is going to be the solution which is imposed because I don't have to do anything. I don't even have to agitate for this. There is going to be a civil war. There's going to be a great tribulation. And the only way we are, you know, we as white Adamic people are going to get out of it is by killing. So, folks, we're not going to be the only ones who are being killed. It's going to be a war of each against all. And there's not going to be, you know, like old Paul Dembski here. You know, he got a little summer house in Vermont here. And Peerless Goodmans, or he's another little upper-class Jew here. I mean, from what I gather, I do listen to Radio Free Nimtards. I do listen to the Piss or Possum shit here. What happens is that Hal Turner was with what they call it, the right perspective or something like that here. Essentially what was a bunch of neocon Jews.
Frank and John, the right perspective. And basically, Peterless Goodmanser was the producer for that, and he was real good friends with Hal Turner. So what does that tell you?
Well, up to the point that Hal Turner was a greedy little critter here. Now, I've heard that Hal Turner, mother, you know, named Kathy Diamond, is a Jew boy. And a number of people I respect, including Robert Friends, called him a dirty, lying little Mischling. You know what I mean? He ridiculed Hal Turner, claiming that he knew that every single one of his 86,000 ancestors back to 1400, you know, were all white and Germanic or Irish or whatever. And he said, oh, you lying Mamsa, you know, every single one of your 86,000 ancestors, you know, some of them who are double here, were all white here. They had to call old Hal Turner a Mischling, you know, which means, you know, was essentially the German word for a Jew Mamser, you know what I mean? You know, Mischling.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, the people who actually knew Hal Turner never had any great respect for his intelligence. Well, no, they had good, you know, what the respect that was due Hal Turner was for his showmanship. This guy would do, I mean,
a comedian, that's what he was.
A comedian. He was an online comedian. He was a naturally born lying piece of shit. A naturally born good, like, you know, lying piece of shit. As far as I talked with one of my spies here who tried to go ahead and set up a VNN style forum here. And what happens, every time it would go ahead and get to where it was about to break through, Hal Turner would go ahead and shut it down. I mean, I figured out in what, 2009, Hal Turner would go ahead and come up with all sorts of stuff here. It'd be real interesting. But I learned pretty well the hard way because he had a hilarious one where he said that this Jew boy named Sasha Baron Cohen, the one who did Borat, essentially tricked old Trader Glenn Miller here, pretending that he was a good Jew or something here. You know, pretty well old Sasha David Borat did the same thing that old George Takei and, Borat did against Ron Paul. Tried to go ahead and homosexual proposition them here. And I don't know if that was true or not, but it's hilarious. But what happens is that I didn't save it. I was going to go ahead and put it on the forum. and Hal Turner takes it down. You can't rely on Hal Turner. And I think the reason, I think that Hal Turner will actually try to go ahead and get back to the movement, and Trader Glenn Miller is trying to help him get him to come back. Those old Brutus, Putus of Dork over on VNNF, they're trying to go ahead and bring Hal Turner back. And the answer is that I don't think Hal Turner is going to be able to come back because, not because of rectitude, not because essentially of a resistance policy, you do not talk to traitors and snitches, is because Hal Turner, Hal Turner went ahead and screwed over so many people. I think including you. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, I mean, he kicked me. Yeah, he kicked me off the show, and basically he wasn't completely honest with me. But basically the reason he kicked me and John Leonard off his network, it's basically I was just teaching the scripture, and I wasn't just in the white power, but I was trying to teach Yahweh the dual seed line, and I pissed some of his listeners off because they were atheists. I mean, they were Odinists or atheists or whatever, and basically he cared more about ratings and his, you know, money, okay, because, you know, but I mean, so, you know, because he told me my ratings weren't high enough because a lot of people weren't going to listen to it. That support him, we're going to listen to.
Well, I never. I listened to Hal Turner afterwards here. I once listened to a show they did, what, Friday or Saturday morning?
Yeah.
And essentially he claimed that he had to have, what, $3,500. He only got $150.
He was always begging for money.
He was always begging for money. And here he is, it's Friday or Saturday. Essentially, first 15 days, he only got, what, $700-some, but he's supposed to go ahead and get, he needs about $3,500. He needs to get over the weekend, and if he doesn't get the $3,500 by Monday.
I saw the chat room, I saw the emails. These poor slobs, these blue-collar workers, they would send them $20 and $40 and $100 and FedEx it or mail it, you know, saying, oh, we got to save Hal Turner's show because it's going to be shut down if we don't send him this money. And then Hal would say, well, you know, I've got to have $20,000 by the first month or something. And so what he would do is basically the first 29 days, you know, he would like post, I got $1,000. And then somehow, miraculously,
Over the weekend. Over the weekend, here's Monday's show.
I supposedly came through with the clutch again, you know, and came up with like ten or fifteen grand, you know, the night before. I mean, it was such a scam by Hal.
Well, such an obvious scam here. What happens? I went ahead and listened to it, and hell, you know. You know, here's Monday. He did a Monday show. He didn't explain a single thing about how he managed to go ahead and get $3,500 over the weekend.
Yeah.
Where he only got $700 the previous 15 days. You know, here he is broadcasting, not saying a damn thing here. And you can go ahead and say, you know, see, I already knew that Hal Turner was a rat and a snitch. Especially Zog. It's sort of like VNNF. Four Fags Thieves, a number of places. Essentially, Zog's, you know, Stormfront. Zog's already paying for this stuff. The rest of the shit, the tards go ahead and send Hal Turner. That's money in Hal Turner's pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All together, it's, you know, it's profit on the $100,000 plus. You know, he went to them. He went to them begging for money. He went to them begging and pleading and pissing and moaning for money.
Pastor Bob and Jim Lipstrom would get on his network, and basically they would say, if you don't give 10% of your money to Jim Lipstrom, you're going to burn it out everything. So basically, here Jim Lipstrom is riding around in the Cadillac, and I saw the Cadillac. It was a brand-new Cadillac when I used to keep Feast Days in East Tennessee, and I met Jim Lipstrom. He had a Cadillac. I mean, Jim Lipstrom was not hurting for money, and he had four or five ex-wives, had two or three or four kids, I forget, wasn't paying child support, and here he is living like a king, okay, and Zog is paying for Jim Lipstrom's pathetic little show, on top of Jimmy's getting all this money
that
he can live off of.
Well, it's the same way with Don Black here, you know what I mean? I mean, what happens is that the only one who's really hurting probably is Alex Linder. You know what I mean? And Trader Glenn Miller ain't coming through as well as he used to. You know what I mean? So what you have is you have all these Zog false fronts going ahead and says they're being paid. They're being paid. And, well, like Harold Covington, you know, went ahead and sort of tongue-in-cheek about a month or so ago, said, folks, you can't have anti-terrorist infusion centers unless you have some real terrorism. So he went ahead and invited the FBI to go ahead and give him $100,000 a month so he could have one hell of a bang-up Northwest Republic. You know what I mean? I don't think they went ahead and took him up on it, though.
Yeah. I want to share this real quick. And you share your thoughts on this.
Okay. Hey, can we go ahead and take a break? I mean, we've been talking for 49 minutes. Let's go ahead and take about two or 3 minute break.
I got one more thing to share with you real quick.
Okay.
Hang up. So when we come back to the break, I want to share just a few names and a few Zog agents. And as soon as we get back from the break, I'll share this. Okay.
Okay. Hail Victory. We'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes, folks. Hail Victory. Okay, Logan, we're back. I decided to fuck with Pig Fraud again. Just be mean, though, you little bastard. I mean, it was more like a...
I execute some nigger for killing a raping a 12-year-old girl, and they're trying to say he's mentally ill so he can get off. Anyway, basically, what I was going to say is that everybody knows that Alex Jones is married
to a Jewish
Jew, and then a lot of sponsors are Jewish, but he's actually an FBI informant. Now, the same thing that Hal Turner was. It was so funny that when I was on the Hal Turner Network, I used to listen to Alex Jones, right after I got kicked off Hal Turner, and Alex Jones kept on bashing Hal Turner, saying, I knew he was a Fed. Well, they're supposedly they're both federal informants. Now, just like Sherry Schreiner was a CIA agent, just like Ted Gunderson was the shadow government part of the FBI, and he was actually the hitman for Daddy Bush, because Daddy Bush and Baby Bush are high up in the Illuminati. Now, who else was it? You know, I keep on getting on YouTube, and I was seeing Benjamin Fulford and Drake, and Drake is definitely a mongrel. He's got some kind of mestizo, maybe even Jew in it. Drake, Drake...
Which Drake is this? Drake who?
Well, he just goes by Drake. I forget his real name, but he's on YouTube. Just type in Drake. He's got a white beard, but he's mongrel with a big bald nose. He's not pure white. He made him.
Okay, he's not a young man or nothing like that then, huh?
No, he's real old.
Okay.
He might be Russ Walker's act. Anyway, he claims just to be a Vietnam veteran, a patriot. What he is, he is currently still working for the military as a FEMA. He's a transporter for FEMA, and he's trying to set people up and entrap them and name collector and misinform people. But if the shit hits the fan, they start putting Americans at FEMA camps, he's going to be one of the transporters. He's in charge of transporting them. And Benjamin Fulford, who claims to be a Canadian, he's actually MI5. MI6 works for the British government. MI5 works directly for the Queen of England, and that's what he's doing. He's an informant for MI5, so he's working for the Serpent Seed royal family over there. So he's putting out this info. And then that guy, who's that other guy that works? Well, anyway, both of those guys were on YouTube pretending to be patriots, and they don't even. Now the thing about Drake is, he did admit that some of the Illuminati was Jewish, but he was trying to basically say that most Jews are good and that only a few Jews are bad. Just like, well, basically, even that Tex Mars said only the Zionists are bad. So it's the same old bullshit. And I just got something from this guy used to be Identity listed me and Jim Wickstrom a long time ago. He lives up in Illinois. His name's Mike something, but he, on the internet he goes by a different name. Anyway, he sent me this link to listen to this radio show the other day, and I listened to it called The Ugly Truth, and it's run by Mark Glenn, but they had a bunch of guys from New Jersey running for Mark Glenn, and they go by pseudo names, but they were trying to say that basically the way to deal with the Jewish problem is to intermarry them and teach them to be good little Gentiles, good little Christians.
I got a better idea.
So basically, all these idiots are just saying that Jew is a religion and it's not a race, which is the fact.
Well, that's what old Paul Dembski and Peerless Goodmans were trying to say. Once, what happens is that Dembski when he had outed old Peerless Goodmans as being a Jew, using his Facebook page. So then toward the end of the Newscock show, he goes ahead and outs himself as being a Jew. You know what I mean? And then old Piggy falls away. He told everybody he was a Jew. Well, I was listening to Peerless Goodmans for that. I thought he was some sort of Polack, though. So he's a sort of Polack Jew. And he has a picture of himself, and he looks like a you see a bit of a snout here. Old Peerless Goodmanser looks like more of a Jew than old Paul Dembski here. Paul Dembski looks like a sort of he looks like a well-fed little Jew boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, one of the lighter Amorite, one of the lighter Amorite type Jew boys here. But, here they are. They go ahead and try to claim that, Jews are a religion, not a race. So I'm not a Jew. I'm like Howard Stern. Don't matter that I look like a dog's own kike here. Well, I'm not a real Jew here because I'm atheistic. All I believe in is getting some more nigger pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. I mean, shit. Well, some of them do here, and the reason they do here, and they don't like hearing this, is I like telling them the Willie Martin, heresy, to where essentially Satan went ahead, disguised himself as a nigger here, and showed old Eve his black snake here, and she went ahead and fell on her round heels, and she liked that peach here, so says that what happens is that Jews are trying, Jews like going ahead and getting that nigger coon tank so they can go ahead and get back to their roots here. And what happens, both niggers and Jews don't like hearing that particular story. So that's why I like telling both niggers and Jews, you know, Jews that is, but Satan disguised himself as a nigger here. Anyway, he had sex with Eve here, and that's, you know, that's why even the blondest blue-eyed Jew has 5 to 15% Negro marker genes, like, you know, the book said here. I mean, hell, you're a Jew boy and you got some nigger in you. You know what I mean? You're a mamzer. You know what I mean? You know, you got a little dabble, do you? You got part of the actual I core of Satan in you. And that's why we go ahead occasionally, we talk about Esther Kykuses, to where essentially what happens is you end up having too much Jew I core, especially in the male. What he'll do is he'll go ahead and, you know, produce a screwed up little Jew boy like Cain or Ixabert or something like that, to where these Jew boys are just fucked up in the head totally. You know what I mean? They're still smart. They still have some sort of cunning here, but they're sort of, you know, they're fucked up in the head. You know what I mean? You know, they're so fucked up here they can't even breed any more Jew boys. So about every two or three generations, a Kykus becomes what's called an Esther Kykus. She's a good-looking Jewess here, and her idea is to stabilize the satanic seed line by going ahead and getting some input. You know what I mean? Now, there's a story about Lilith, who was actually Satan's demon daughter, who was supposedly Adam's first wife, and essentially she was a spawn of Satan Kykus.
The Jews made that Lilith,
well, I don't know. There's some people who believe that's true here, but essentially the story was she was Adam's first wife before Eve, and essentially she didn't like being on the bottom here. So she was an uppity little kike bitch, and she ran ahead and ran off, and here she was copulating with all the other demons and, you know, spewing out, what, 666,000, you know, Jews, you know, little smaller imps all the time here. And essentially what happens is Yahweh sort of said, you need to go ahead and stop breeding so many little Jewlets, and he went ahead and sent some of his archangels, or Daddy Satan sent some archangels, and pretty well took, you know, put a DFS action upon old Lilith or something like that, and that's why she was wandering around trying to steal little white children. You know what I mean? Because she was a pissed off Kykus who had her imps taken away from her.
Okay, you read the Old Testament, the Lost Books, there's nowhere to live. Now, what there is that Satan dressed up as a woman. He came in a woman's body to try to seduce Adam. It talks about that in the Lost Books, and Adam didn't fall for it. He said, I'm Eve's twin sister. This is after Adam and Eve already had Abel and Seth. And this is in a lot of books. I mean, I can break this out.
Well, maybe what we need to do is, I got some copies of PDFs here of the Lost Books. We need to go ahead, essentially get through Mark, and then what happens, we'll go ahead and cover Lost Books here. I mean, you have Eli James. I was listening to Eli James last Saturday show with that skilt looking tard, Greg Howard. And essentially here he is talking to a bunch of mamzers. Old Rebecca Mudshark wasn't there, that particular night here. And I don't know, I mean, maybe old Eli says that, shoot, Rebecca, Linstead found out that your name is Mesh. You know, and some Nimbusters went ahead and outed old Rebecca M. I thought she was Rebecca Mudshark, but you seen my picture. You went ahead and seen that picture I got on Facebook cover and shit. She's a mongrel herself. You know what I mean? She ain't a mudshark. She's a mongrel. You know what I mean? And what happens, her daughter is even darker than she is. You know what I mean? So, heck, she might have got her some Hacksaw or shit ass from the No Wipe 'em tribe, Red Nigger Pecker. But essentially, the daughter's even darker than she is. And, you know, not bad looking, but still, you know, still some mamzerous. You know what I mean? And here she is.
Oh, look, you're dark enough. Well, shit, they're dark enough to pass for high yellow niggers. I mean, who the hell would accept them in dual seed line unless you're Vince or Eli James or Finkelstein or somebody?
Well, that's pretty well it. What happens is that Brian Real has openly, for the last 3 months, doing shows Saturday night with Finkelschini. You know what I mean? Even doing these shows with Finkelschini and going ahead and find some other little fag, you know, mams or faggot to go ahead and whine about convicted child molesters at 338 Rabbit Track Road here. Here's this, sir. I go ahead and show up. Yeah, I forget all about Obagender, Bender, Visser. I'm busy trolling Dan Johns, and then I remember, oh, shit, old Pincer Possum's doing a show. And this is after Survivor is off. I go ahead and I watch Survivor, and I'm taping it. And pretty well, what happened with my DVD recorder sort of, screwed up here. Anyway, I go ahead and... then I go ahead and troll Dan Johns. It's close to 8 o'clock, and I remember, hey, Pincer Possum. The Pincer Possum has a show, maybe. Let's go over and see it. So I go ahead and boot up another computer, laptop, and OB and the Pincer Possum are going ass to mouth, and they're still talking about Marty, Marty, Marty. Well, I go ahead and call in. Old Visser will not let me call in. Okay? So no big deal, though.
That guy's right. His last name is Bailey, Drake Bailey. He's supposed to be in a bunch of Florida militias and patriot groups.
Well, I'd pretty well avoid. I'd avoid anybody who claims to be a militiaman or something like that. Pretty much. What happens is that why do you need to call yourself a constitutional militia, especially since there is no such thing? You understand what I mean?
Well, the thing is, he supposedly, that's a cover, and basically, he's working for the Army, and he's working for FEMA, and he's just trying to set wiggers up, basically.
Well, that's it here. I mean, from what I gather, old Red Mike Vanderkuyt, I mean, there's another worthless bastard. He was in the hospital, he had another little heart attack, and I hope the worthless kike bastard croaks off here. Just another worthless, I mean... What happens is I dug out this, book by this libertine historian called To Shake Their Guns in the Tyrant's Face. And essentially, here this character is pretending there's such a thing as a constitutional militia. Well, constitutional militia, according to the Constitution, in order to have a, quote, actual militia, you have to go ahead and be formed by the actual state government, and you need to be paid by the federal government and armed by the federal government and under the federal government's rules of war, and then you become a federalized militia. I mean, essentially, you can't just go ahead and form a private grouping and call yourself a constitutional militia. There is no such thing, unless you guys see the paper.
I agree.
From that, I said, well, why do you claim to be a constitutional militia when the Constitution did away, your precious Constitution did away with your so-called militia? All you are is just a private army, and you're claiming that you're better than those of us who are open racists or Christian identity, being Klansmen or Christian identity. I mean, folks, we were the real militia. In 1994, the vast majority of militias, which formed after Waco, were just simply usually a whole, about a whole score of these little bitty units with what? Oh, usually 6 to 12 people who were related or longtime friends here. And usually the one who was running it was Christian identity or a Klansman or both. Folks, those were the original militias. And here comes a bunch of you Whiggers, and you form up your little constitutional militia umbrella groups. And what you do is you put critters like Red Mike Vanderkuyt, who's working for the Southern Poverty Law Center, or the ADL, claim to be a constitutional militia. But what happens is that white people who don't like niggers, who don't like Jews, why, we don't have a right to form our own, quote, militia. We're not a constitutional militia because, well, A, we don't claim to be one, and B, nobody is. Essentially, don't white people have a right, if they see something coming down the road, don't they have a right to go ahead and form their own private organizations for their own private good? You know what I mean? For their own racial good. Don't they have a right to go ahead and band up and form a sort of a clan? I mean, essentially, really a militia in the type that I knew in tail end of 1993 and 1994, essentially was. In many cases, you'd have Christian identity and Klansmen. I mean, for all practical purposes, they were just Klan who didn't call themselves Klan. They called themselves a militia. Don't they have a right to go ahead and essentially form a mutual band for self-protection against Zog, against the pigs, against everybody else that these so-called Whiggers who love niggers and Jews do? You know what I mean? Don't they have as much right to do so? Let me ask you, sure they do. More, in fact, here. Because they don't pretend that they love niggers. They don't pretend to love Jews. They don't pretend to care for anybody other than themselves. Folks, that's what's going to end up happening.
The Jews are the ones that think they're the supremacists. Hell, any white person that has any racial pride at all just wants to save the white race. Instead of being called a white separatist or a racial white, they're called a white supremacist, which is bullshit. I mean,
supreme to who? I mean, if it was up, it was up to you. You wouldn't have any niggers living around you, would you?
I think Yahweh made the white race supreme, but I don't go around, killing niggers and spicks that I'm better than you and everything.
They assume that we think we're better than they are. And folks, well, I've gone ahead and found out, even with nutty Whiggers locked up in that house, even the most liberal nutty Whigger thinks he's better than a nigger or a Jew. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen people here, they were raised to be politically correct and have the smell of disease. And I see one named Chris here. He went off because, hell, he went off on this Jew who was probably, I think he was in there for child molestation. And, you know, he was not too smart a Jew here. That's why he was locked up in the nut house. He didn't go ahead and hide. He was able to hide his crime. And essentially, he didn't like him. He said, I don't like the fucking Jew. You know what I mean? Here's this character. I mean, I went ahead and I've seen his mother visiting, her kid, her son, and her son was locked up in the head, totally. But she was a nice elderly Whigger woman. You know, who has a fucked up kid in his 25s or 30s who has severe schizophrenia. You know, I mean, what happens is that he'd go ahead and get to where, from what I gather, he went ahead and damn near killed somebody or kid did kill somebody, you know, when he was all wiggered up here. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm not sure if there was bad meth involved or not here. But hell, a kid was fucked up in the head. But, you know, he was raised as a liberal wigger. And here he is, when left to themselves, Whiggers, I don't care if they're raised up as global Whiggers, Whiggers will, you know, almost always, they'll turn feral, you know what I mean? They'll go ahead and once their little sort of mind or their little control, what little they got left, goes ahead and goes here, they revert to being feral Whigger, you know what I mean? You know, I've never seen a Whigger that didn't really, you know, believe that he was better than any nigger, ain't you? You know what I mean? You know, I mean, and
I don't know about you, but look, you see all these liberal whites, all this liberal.
Yes, but it's a pretense. It's a pretense. It's just a lie, so the Whiggers can go ahead and steal in conjunction with Jews. That's why Whiggers.
Even these liberal whites that voted for Obama or go to these Whigger churches and say God loves everybody and everything, most of them, even if they support race mixing, a lot of them probably have a white spouse, or some of them might even have a stick or a duke spouse, but they don't want to marry a nigger. I mean, they slobber all over the niggers and all the other mongrels, and they say how much they love niggers and everybody, and somehow they think we're all equal. But deep down inside, when you give them a loan, they really think they're better than a nigger. They really think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, yeah. I've seen them when they've essentially lost their minds. I mean, they revert to pure Whigger real quick. You know what I mean? You know, this fucked up Whigger went ahead and assaulted this Jew. You know what I mean? He hated this Jew. You know what I mean?
Now, when
his medications kicked in, he was pretty meek. He was back to being a Whigger. You know what I mean? He was back to being a glibber Whigger. I don't know what came over me. Well, hey, what happens is that, you know, pretty well what happens is that you went about, five, 6 months, you built a resistance to your medication, and then one day what happens for all practical purposes, your body built a resistance to the psychotropic medication you were on, essentially, it was as if you weren't taking any of it. So you went ahead and went nutsoid and you attacked the Jew. I mean, that's, you know, that's exactly what the hell happened here. You know what I mean? It was called cycling. It was called cycling. And you have niggers do it. You have all these critters. Hmm?
I think the reason that most of these wiggers that go to churches, I think the reason that they want to support all these missionaries and, like, you know, go help all our brown brothers and all our yellow goose brothers and all our black nigger brothers and sisters, I think the reason that they do that is it makes them feel good inside. And, oh, look how good I am, a white person. I have such a good standard of living. I'm so smart and have money. And I'm willing to share and save another. You know, basically, it makes these wiggers feel good to help out these niggers and all these other. But basically, deep down inside, Martin, even though a lot of wiggers don't even want to admit, a lot of these liberals, all these wiggers, they really do think they're better than niggers.
Well, I'm looking at Joe Biden here, and essentially he's laughing at, you know, I'm going to call him lion sheeny because I think, you know, I mean, I was looking at Nova here, and they said that most of the population had a little bit of Neanderthal DNA, anywhere from 0.5% to 4% here. And old Ryan, you know, there's been some say that the Jews are descended from the Neanderthals, and they're still pissed off the Cro-Magnons went ahead and killed them. And old Ryan, I mean, I'm going to call him Lion Sheeny because I think the critter's a Jew here. But, you know, here's old Mittens Romney here, a total wigger bully, you know, who went ahead, essentially was born with a silver spoon in his mouth here. And what happens is what he did is at Bain Capital, he would go to these companies and he would go ahead and load them up with debt and with maintenance fees. He would go ahead and buy off the management, and then he'd go ahead and take in there, and then he would go ahead and just, you know, he put in $5 million, take out $100 million. He'd steal $100 million and then leave this corporation he saddled up with debt to go ahead and go bankrupt. And people's pensions were gone here. You know, people lost their pensions. People lost their $22 jobs here. You know, and if it did go ahead and come back, these people would be all gone, and they'd hire a whole bunch of new people for $7-$8. I mean, Romney talking about how he's going to go ahead and just, you know, restore the middle class. What happens during the 90s and the aughts, critters like Mittens destroyed these corporations. It's called financialization. Essentially, what you do is you just have a whole bunch of Jews, and they go ahead and they bet. You know, even Wiggers, they go ahead and bet, you know, against each other on the equivalent of which fly will go ahead and come up. That's what these credit default swaps and credit default obligations and all these derivatives. None of these none of these financial instruments actually produce anything. All it is just simply going ahead and playing a game, you know, of Wall Street roulette here, and then demanding the taxpayer pay for it. You know what I mean? What they're talking about essentially going ahead and, you know, like old Mittens talking about Big Bird's going to be fired. Well, I think old Biden should have said this, that, look, Mittens wants to go ahead and big, you know, McBain Capital, Big Bird, he wants to go ahead and, you know, Bain Capital, Social Security, he wants to go ahead and Big Bird or McBain Capital, Medicare. Now, folks, let's go ahead and understand something, is that Medicare is not sustaining. It's not sustaining at all. I mean, you can't go ahead and let Big Pharma and big, you know, and essentially,
well,
Big Pharma.
Basically, they've already robbed Medicare and Social Security and all that. And basically, there's not going to be any Social Security in 20 or something years. So, I mean, these old people, some of them, if that's all they have is Social Security and Medicare, Martin, they can't hardly survive. But they're like, like some of these old ladies that don't have any extended family to help them out.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Well, me and Roxy, they stole our grandchildren. They stole the children that we could use in their old age here. They went and stole them, they bought them, and sold them here. That's why I don't have any use for Wiggers. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, your family needs to die. You need to die for your crimes. You went ahead and enabled these criminals here. That's why, you know, that's why I was going ahead and looking. I went ahead and posted, you know, this story about this highway patrolman who goes ahead and sexually assaults and molests two girls here. And essentially, ain't the Newton County prosecutor who's going after them. It's the state prosecuting attorney. I mean, the faggot judge, I think old Greggy Stremmel essentially is just pretty well blackmailed by this prosecuting attorney to destroy families because they have the fact that he's a faggot. He's probably, you know, they goes ahead essentially and runs around with underage females here or males or something like that here. I mean, folks, you have all these faggots, all these pigs, all these criminals who destroy families. And, I mean, you know, pretty well you got to, you know, draw the line is if you have any part with it, you have any part with supporting people, supporting a government which goes ahead and does this. You're a judge, you're a lawyer, you're a pig. You and your entire bloodline will die. You'll be put to death. Now, when in ancient Israel, you would go ahead and have, every time there would be a coup, pretty well the people would go ahead and let the new pretender go ahead and kill everyone who supported the old regime. And folks, you have lions, have no sense. Then when a new lion comes in, first thing he does, he kills all the cubs he can get of the previous old lion.
As soon as they take over a pride of females, they kill all the cubs that came from a previous lion. They don't want... Yeah, that's exactly what they do.
That's right. So why shouldn't white men be as smart as lions?
Yeah.
And people say, well, we're human beings, we're not lions. Well, the answer is if somebody goes ahead and uses the power of the state to destroy someone's family, they're not human beings, as far as I'm concerned. This is why I don't worry about it, because what I believe is that I don't have to do a single thing.
I'll tell you what, animals that Yahweh created, they're not rebelling against Yahweh, okay? The white race that are Wiggers that are helping the Jews destroy remnant, those are the ones that are rebelling against Yahweh.
They're rebellion. I mean, the Jews are not, the Jews...
I have more respect for, hey, at least animals don't race mix. At least animals do what they're created to do.
That's right.
Russell sent me a list of all the cities in the whole world, the 50 most dangerous cities, South Africa, Brazil. Basically, they're all full of niggers and sticks and mongrels. But basically, niggers and gooks are doing what they were basically created to do. Okay? Satan's kids are all liars, thieves, and murderers. I mean, they're doing a good job. It's the white, it's the wickers that are not doing what Yahweh told them to do.
They're the ones who are in rebellion against Yahweh's law. Right?
Yeah. I agree.
Well, the answer is that dogs, I mean, essentially these breeds are essentially dogs who have been selectively bred to look a certain way and to, you know, do a certain function here. I mean, essentially what happens is that a dog going ahead and screwing another dog of even a different breed, what you'll end up having is in some cases you'll end up having telegony, you'll end up having a number of things here which pretty well go ahead and sponsor what is here. But a dog, well, there are some dogs who will go ahead and screw cats and feet. You know, what happens is that Roxy's fat friend Jane used to go ahead and look. You know, she was another friend of Roxy's across the street, seeing Poopy Dog's brother sodomize a tomcat. You know what I mean? So, folks,
yeah.
I mean, there are some exceptions here. There are some exceptions here. But my little Poopy Dog doesn't dare go ahead and hump my leg or do anything you know, perverted or anything like that here, because, well, a poopy dog knows I don't tolerate too much here. You know, I mean, heck, I'm rougher on poopy dog than I am on pig freed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what you were saying is that the wiggers are worse than animals. I mean,
well, they're worse than animals because they have a choice. They have free will. In many cases, they choose evil. They choose to go ahead. They go ahead and choose. I mean, I don't go ahead and really, you know, I don't really go ahead and I can appreciate Open Gender Bender. I can appreciate Jeremy Visser. But once I know that they're Jews, once I know they're Mongols, once I know they're Mamzers, in any case, I can go ahead and appreciate the evil they try to do. But in many cases, I was going ahead and looking, and you had some Nimtards over there the other, you know, last night, enjoying, you know, the piss and possum, enjoying me going ahead making a, you know, a hard time with that here. But essentially, you know, Jeremy Visser's claim that I'm slandering an Israelite brother, I'm gossiping about an Israelite brother. Well, Visser, you're not an Israelite brother. You're a Mamzer. Pretty well you were outed by your fellow Mamzer, Brian Wright, but pretty well you ended up finishing off, you know, any claim to being a white here when you had to get out of the stalking charge. So you went ahead and admitted that you were a Mamzer. And Visser does it. I mean, Visser is not mentally stable in that, you know, it's Mamzer, you know, it's Mamzer and Wigger and other mixtures are at odds with itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Martin, listen, I didn't know if I was getting out. I've got to get up pretty early tomorrow, so I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. And,
okay. Well, tomorrow I should do, it might be at 8 o'clock, but tomorrow I should go ahead, take your phone charger with you here, go ahead and write down the number of your call, and, pretty well just go ahead and call in as a guest or something like that.
I'm going to let you do the show. And I may call in, but I can't promise anything. I can't promise reception or nothing. But basically, if you decide to do the show tomorrow, you send the email out, and you'll be running the show. And I may call in if I'm.
And we'll go ahead and cover tomorrow night. We'll cover a remaining chapter of Mark. This is something we might want to go ahead and, you know, after we go ahead and get through the book of Mark. You might want to go ahead and essentially start a series of shows with the Lost Books of the Bible, because you have Eli James going again with Jasher here. Eli James, he'll go ahead and go with the Apocrypha, which is pretty well semi-canonized, and essentially he'll go ahead and misquote Jasher, he'll go ahead and misquote Enoch, he'll go ahead and misquote these actual Bibles, you know, these actual books. Let's go ahead.
He misquotes it. He ruins it. And basically, he's not going to teach the true meaning of it.
Well, for example, in Jasher chapter 7 here, it goes and explains how Nimrod was able to become a mighty hunter. How he was able to become a mighty hunter is that, you know, Adam and Eve were given these garments, you know, made from the skins of the beasts of the field. And there's been some speculation that these beasts of the field, some of them, were two-legged beasts in the field. So essentially when Nimrod, he got these, you know, he got these coats here because Ham wasn't due, you know, Noah, you know, went through the line from Adam through Seth, you know, to the line of Noah, you know, through, you know, Methuselah, Lamech, he went to Noah. And what happens, Ham was not due them here. It was either due, you know, Shem or Japheth. Is either do Shem or Japheth to go ahead and have these garments. So as a result, what happens is that Ham went ahead and he stole them like a thieving wigger, and he went ahead and gave them to Cush. And here are these retards. They're not even able to go ahead and read the Bible. They're not even able to read what it says who Cush was. Well, folks, there's some belief that Cush was essentially the son of Ham and this nigger he was screwing aboard on the Ark. You know what? Okay, folks. Looks like Logan decided he had to go ahead and go to bed. So, folks, we'll go ahead and take about at least 5-minute break, and we will be back in just a little while. Folks, hail victory. Hello, Logan.
Yeah, basically, when I shut my computer down, my phone crashed. But look, I worked all the night, and if you want to do the show tomorrow, fine. I can't promise anything, but I may call in right when you start.
Okay, well, I'll just be telling the book of Mark, okay?
That's super. That's great.
All right. See you tomorrow, baby. Hail victory.
Yeah.
I may start the show at 8 o'clock instead of 7, but we'll see, okay?
That's fine.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we're back here. I was looking at the chat room. I was looking at the Book of Jasher, and Eli James has this card, a skull-licking card figure named Greg Howard. And they pretty well go ahead and read the Book of Jasher. Eli James goes ahead and bitches about Jews here. Here he is, just, he is one himself. He has a waterman, I think, is a Jew, too. And pretty well a data miner and all are, you know, good stuff here. And Eli James and the rest haven't learned to go ahead and not try to censor people, but they got these retards over on RBN thinking that he's fighting against the ADL or what have you. And, I went ahead and sent an email about Rebecca Meisch. Went ahead and looked at her Facebook page. Here she is. She's a Mamzerus. She's an even darker red nigger daughter. And this wigger who's running around with Harold Covington and running around with me goes ahead and gives me a hard time for getting down on Eli James and Finkelschieving. And this critter should be able to go ahead and see if here's this woman pretending to be an Israelite who isn't. And rather than go ahead and take, you know, believe what his eyes see, what I've told him, he can go ahead and look for himself. He chooses to go ahead and accuse me of disunion. Now, folks, I don't want a union with Jews or Whiggers or Mamzers or, you know, anybody else like that. I don't really have any interest in having anything to do with such people at all. And by the way, here, I mean, shoot, my Toshiba number one is acting better than my Toshiba number three, my brand new one, and pretty well working on the chat room for whatever reason here. So, folks, just because it's newer and bigger, don't mean that's better. So anyway, I'm going ahead and, you know, I mean, you know, I haven't sent this retard anything other than just simply news of the show, who I'm talking about. But folks, there are some people who are deliberately blind, deliberately stupid. And then the rest of the critters who go ahead and show up with these people, why they act deliberately blind and they act deliberately stupid. Now, in some cases, like this past week, went ahead and found out that Paul Dembski was a Jew. And by the way, Siegfried said, well, he always said you were a Jew. He didn't fool you. Well, I didn't know for sure. To be honest with you, I didn't really listen to Peerless Good Mamzer until show number three of his new show. Now, folks, we're talking about Hal Turner. Folks, before Hal Turner was around, he was with these people called The Right Perspective, and this Peter Goodman had something to do with Hal Turner. Then Hal Turner went ahead and seen his own way of making money. Now, was Hal Turner greedy? Yep. He's like all these people in the movement here, be it Linder, be it Don Black, be it the rest. They go ahead and they pretty well sell themselves out. His dog to go ahead and take care of crazies. Now, folks, I've gone ahead and seen this for a long time. And in many cases, here are these Jews and Mishlings where we have to have this constitutional militia here, Red Mike and all this sort of thing, because there are people like you who are crazy. Psychos like you, Linstead. I had people go ahead and call me a psycho way back in 1996. Even before I went ahead and came up with this prion poison stuff that I went ahead and found out about in 1996-1997. And you have these people, they go ahead and justify selling themselves out to Zog Babylon to spy on people they pretend they are working with. And that's what Hal Turner did. That's what Hal Turner still thinks. He thinks he was still justified because he was working for the FBI and they shouldn't have gone ahead and gone after him. We're threatening three judges here. I need to go ahead and play Zog will fuck you up, and I will when I go ahead and put the show together. Tonight, at least, Logan didn't go ahead and lay his cell phone next to his computer when he was typing, for which I should be grateful. I mean, there was a lot of noise and a lot of feedback. And folks, this MP3 player has better than 3 times the dynamic range of this crappy cell phone. Folks, the cell phones have gone ahead and sacrificed a good deal in terms of clarity of voice, of music, all that to cell phones here. Wireless phones are, 10 times. Folks, these MP3 players, this little bitty $30 MP3 player that I bought a number of years ago has better than 3 times the dynamic range. It got far more dynamic range sometimes than even a YouTube video, which I go ahead and use WavePad on. I've learned quite a bit about how to go ahead and engineer a show cheaply. Now, I've sort of noticed that the last couple of weeks, people go ahead and download the show immediately. And then what happens is that then they'll go ahead and then download the re-engineered show that I go ahead and put up here. But, folks, I've been going ahead and using my brand-new Toshiba to use WavePad to go ahead and, pretty well bring up these old shows on TalkShoe that were taken down. And, I've been... If you go ahead and look at it, you used to have, 140-some here? I've been uploading about 40-some old shows here from show number 2 way back in February all the way up to, show 30? You have to go ahead and put up 28, 29. But, folks, I've been going ahead and loading up a number of new shows here. And I need to go ahead and work on the Mamsers.org page. Go ahead and put the new matters up here. But, folks, you have all these characters in Christian Identity who are not white, like Eli James, like Bill Fink, and like Brian Rio, and like Jeremy Visser and Obi Genderbender. And you have a bunch of these nymphs who essentially admit to the Jews here. You have these little Mamsers like Rebecca Mace and Isaiah 14 and Ethan 24 and Dutch Homa, and essentially they believe the Cherokees are Israelites. Well, no, they're not. Pretty well finished off Keith Southworth, because here he is trying to go ahead and say that Jews, the Shelahites from Judah, and this character called Shaul from Simeon. And I talked to Pastor John Britton. He said, no, this Canaanite Hittite female that Simeon went ahead and humped and had a little mamzer by, her name was Bona, B-O-N-A-H. And pretty well, I've asked him if he has time to go ahead and see if he can't go ahead and get some of the papers of his dad, Pastor James Britt. But he's gone ahead and said, well, a lot of these papers sort of got put out in the elements and put somewhere, and he can't find a bunch of them. But I really value talking to him, because he knows, as someone who was raised up in a dual seed line Christian Identity household, things that I didn't know and can't go ahead and see. I was looking at the Book of Jasher during the time. And, folks, there are some things that are contrary, contradiction with the Bible. So what do you go ahead and believe here about these non-canon books here? Okay, well, pretty well Sultry and Pride is pretty well covering. I went ahead and seen, this was on stuff that black people don't like, about this Wigris mud shark who went ahead and bought a house in Detroit for $23,000-some and goes in and finds that there's a delusional nigger that's running for president who's moved in. And here's this mud shark who has a nigger baby. Folks, I mean, heck, it's just a matter of time here before the bros go ahead and, go ahead and shank or scrag the wigger hole. Folks, I mean, heck, what do you expect here if you have nigger input coming in? What do you expect you're going to go ahead and squeeze out here other than a nigger? It's not going to be white. Not everyone's going to be white. It's going to go ahead and essentially look like a piece of shit. Have eyes like shit. It's going to be, what, 15, 20 IQ points? Dumber? Even stupid wiggers that squeezed it out? And folks, that's what we end up having in this nation. You have critters who essentially are, the number one goal of the Jew isn't to go ahead and live in parasitic comfort off the wigger, off the Adamic race. No, the number one goal of the Jew is to go ahead and destroy the Adamite race. That's what goes ahead and animates it. But then again, all along, to go ahead, while it's parasiting off, is to go ahead and live as a parasite. But the problem is that the Jew goes ahead and views us white people as both predators, bigger predators, and as cattle. And for most cases, white wiggers are cattle. And white people, like myself, in very few cases, are the predators who would go ahead and destroy the Jews. So I can go ahead and talk confidently about what's going to happen in the future. Because folks, let's say I killed over tomorrow. Would there be a great tribulation? Yep. Will there be a great die-off? Yep. Will Jesus Christ return? Yep. There will be a white remnant. Now, some of you here who are bothering this show who pretend to be Christian identity, you will not make it here. Some of you who are wiggers are not going to make it. But regardless of what happens to us individually, what I understand is that Yahweh has a great purpose in mind, and the purpose is why he goes ahead and allows Satan to exist, is so that wiggers can have free will, and they can go ahead and choose whether to obey Yahweh, to remain his children, or whether they wish to go ahead and miscegenate, wish to go ahead and sin, wish to go ahead and do evil, to do traitorous things, so that they can go ahead and die. You have to understand is that there is no such thing as innocence or guilt. There's only sides. And any wigger, any pig, any lawyer, any judge, any whatever here, any wigger who supports them, they need to go ahead and die. They don't seem to understand is that when you've gone ahead and destroyed rule of law, there is nothing other than power. And that there is no need for people like myself to go ahead and let you live. Certainly not in a time of chaos, impending destruction. Certainly not that. Okay? Yeah, well, you end up having, we're going to go, you guys are going to go ahead and talk about niggers. I'm going to go ahead. Let's see. See if I can go ahead and get this on here. Trying to, go ahead and, look at, chapter 5 of the book of Jasher. I already had it on there, but I seem to have a little bit of problems here. Talking about Heidi Klum here. Well, my dear, she's a Jewess herself here. I don't know what the big deal is. I seem to have a problem with TalkShoe right now. But let me go ahead and, yeah, I am having a problem with TalkShoe here. Let's see. Well, from what I get with a name like Heidi Klum, she probably is a Jew here. Okay, I'm having trouble. Probably with my internet connection. Alrighty here. Alrighty. The Book of Jasher. Well, it says the three nipples went ahead, was able to go ahead and look at. So I'm going to go ahead and read from the Book of Jasher. And probably what I need to do is I need to go ahead and collect as many of these books here. And when Logan goes ahead and comes back, after we go ahead and cover the the Book of Mark here in the New Testament, I pretty well want him to go ahead and cover for his Bible study pretty well the lost books of the Bible that he goes ahead and talks about so much about here. And pretty well, maybe I can go ahead and, keep him somewhat in line here. Anyway, I seem to have trouble going ahead and logging in when I want to, but let's go ahead and look at the chapter 5 of the Book of Jasher. And folks, Three Nipples McGee did go ahead and come up with the Book of Jasher here, so you can go ahead and click it in and look for yourself here. Verse 1, and it was the 84th year of the life of Noah that Enoch, the son of Seth, died. For he was 905 years old as death here. And in the 179th year of the life of Noah, Cainan, the son of Enosh, died. And all the days of Cainan were 910 years, and he died. Verse 3, and the 334th year of the life of Noah, Mahalalel, the son of Cainan, died, and the day of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Verse 4, and Jared, the son of Mahalalel, died in those days, in 336 years of the life of Noah, and all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Now, folks, if you go ahead and look at the begats from the creation of Adam to Seth, to Enoch, to Cainan, to Mahalalel. Well, folks, you go ahead and you come up with 1,656 years. Now, Bertrand Comparé, even though he preferred the Septuagint dating, which goes ahead and adds anywhere from about 800 or 900 years to 1,500 years to the Masoretic text, went ahead and still used the Masoretic text of the year 4004 to 4001 B.C. to say that the flood, if you go ahead and subtract, 1,656 years, occurred,
let me see,
well, somewhere in 3145 to 3142 B.C. And he goes ahead and says that Egypt was a country then. China was a country, is what Bertrand Comparé at least goes ahead and says in his book about what happened to Cain. There was a worldwide flood all together there. So, any case here, verse 5, and all who followed the Lord died in those days before they saw the evil which God declared to do upon the earth. Verse 6, and after the lapse of many years, in the 480th year of the life of Noah, when all those men who followed the Lord had died away from amongst the sons of men, and only Methuselah was left, Yahweh said unto Noah and Methuselah, saying, verse 7, speak you and proclaim to the sons of men, saying, thus saith the Lord, return from your evil ways and forsake your works, and Yahweh will repent of the evil he declared to do to you. So it shall not come to pass. Say, for thus saith the Lord, behold, I give you a period of 120 years. If you will turn to me and forsake your evil ways, then will I also turn away from evil, which I told you, and it shall not exist, saith the Lord. Those who are going ahead and asking about Bertrand Comparé's audio recordings, he don't have any new ones here. He has the old ones that he made in the 60s and 70s. And from what I gather, you can go ahead and get them over at Kingdom Identity Ministries. Actually, Bill Fink has some, and a number of people have them as well here. Okay? We're saying, for thus saith the Lord, behold, I give you a period of 120 years. If you'll turn to me and forsake your evil. Okay, I already read that here. Verse 9, and Noah and Methuselah spoke all the words of the Lord to the sons of men, day after day, constantly speaking to them. Verse 10, but the sons of men would not hearken to them, nor incline their ears to their words, and they were stiff-necked. Verse 11, and Yahweh granted them a period of 120 years, saying, if they will return, then will Yahweh repent of the evil, so as not to destroy the earth. Verse 12, Noah, the son of Lamech, refrained from taking a wife in those days to beget children, for he said, surely now Yahweh will destroy the earth. Wherefore then shall I beget children? Noah went ahead and looked at this. Why should I have children if Yahweh's going to destroy the earth here? Why should I? Verse 13, and Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And the Lord chose him to raise up seed from its seed upon the face of the earth. Folks, that goes ahead and parallels. Let's see. Genesis chapter 5. Let's see. Well, Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. So Noah walked with Yahweh. Folks, this pretty well sounds exactly like the verse in Jasher chapter 5. Verse 14. And Yahweh said to Noah, take unto you a wife and beget children, for I have seen you righteous before me in this generation. So Yahweh goes ahead and tells Noah to take a wife who is also perfect in her generations and to go ahead and beget children so that the line of Adam would continue. You see, just like in the days of Noah here, like it says it's going to be in Matthew chapter 24, where people were marrying and having children and doing all the things that people do, Yahweh told Noah that there will be, you know, that there will be a line after you. You need to go ahead and make sure that there are children, that there are of the line of Adam. Don't let the spawn of Satan, don't let these people who are miscegenating away, don't let these Quakers who are going ahead and marrying gooks and marrying into demons and having children by them, don't let them take the world by default. You need to raise up a perfect line. Okay? Verse 16, and Noah was 489 years when he took Naamah for a wife. Now, from what I gather, Naamah was pretty well, I think, his first cousin. Was a daughter, I think, of Enoch, or a different daughter from a different son of Lamech. Folks, these people did go ahead and marry their first cousins. From what I gather, Naamah was, according to this book I went ahead and read, that I can't go ahead and see, this prophetess. She was called a prophetess. She was not the Naamah who was the sister of Tubal-Cain. But she went ahead and read. Now, I've gone ahead in previous Bible studies at the end of the movement, pointed out that there were two Naamahs. there were two Enochs, a good Enoch and the son of Cain, after who the first city was named after. There were two Lamechs, the Lamech which went ahead and accidentally killed Cain after six generations from Cain, and the Lamech who was the son, who was the father of Noah and the son of Methuselah. You understand is that back then, before Nimrod, the language was the same among both the sons of Satan and the sons of Yahweh, the sons of men. Okay? I think they do here. Okay. Verse 17, and Naamah conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Japheth, saying, God has enlarged me in the earth. And she conceived again and bare a son, and he called his name Shem, saying, Yahweh has made me a remnant to raise up seed in the middle of the earth. Verse 18, and Noah was 502 years old when Naamah bare Shem. And the boys grew up and went in the ways of Yahweh, and all that Methuselah and Noah their father taught them. Verse 19, and Lamech, the father of Noah, died in those days, yet barely he did not go with all his heart in the ways of his father. He died in the 195th year of the life of Noah. Lamech did not live that long. Verse 20, and all the days of Lamech were 770 years. And he died. Folks, he didn't even break 800. Verse 21, and all the sons of men who knew the Lord died in that year before the Lord brought evil upon them. For the Lord willed them to die, so as not to behold the evil that Yahweh would bring upon their brothers and relatives, as he had so declared to do. Folks, you got to understand, is that everyone who lived before Noah died before the flood. And the book of Jasher says that Yahweh caused them to die. Verse 22 of the chapter 5 of Jasher. In that time, Yahweh said to Noah and Methuselah, stand forth and proclaim to the sons of men all the words I spoke to you in those days. Peradventure they may turn from their evil ways, and I shall repent of the evil and not bring it. Verse 23, and Noah and Methuselah stood forth and said in the ears of the sons of men all that Yahweh had spoken concerning them. These people are the brothers and the sons of this goodly line, but the goodly line, the main line, goes from Seth through these patriarchs to Noah. Verse 24, but the sons of men would not hearken, neither would they incline their ears to all their declarations. Verse 25, and it was after this that Yahweh said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me on account of their evil deeds, and behold, I will destroy the earth. Verse 26, and do you take into you gopher wood, and go to a certain place and make a large ark and place it in that spot. Verse 27, you shall make it 300 cubits in length, 50 cubits broad, and 30 cubits high. Now, in last week's end of the Bible study, how long is 300 cubits? Well, a cubit is 18 inches, commonly. So essentially, you had a boat which was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 cubits high. That's a good-sized box. But, folks, this is less than an aircraft carrier would do. Could you go ahead and get every single species of every single animal board an aircraft, modern aircraft carrier? And the answer is no. These were just a bunch of animals who lived in that general area. We already pointed out, is that it said that the, the hills and mountains were covered to a distance of 15 cubits. Well, what's that, 23 feet deep? It wasn't a worldwide flood. Mount Everest was not covered in 23 feet of water. Only this Tarim Basin, only this place where these Adamites had gone ahead and gone and withstood against Cain and his sons. Essentially, it was sort of like Cain was sort of like Russia, and the sons of Adam were like Americans who had a sort of a Cold War against Cain. Well, Cain would be trying to go ahead and bring his half-brothers of the line to go ahead and destroy them, just like later on Nimrod did with Abraham's father, Terah. Tried to go ahead and bring him to serve Cain underneath Nimrod. So too would Cain do the same thing, but these people were wise. So they lived in a basin 600-some miles long and 300-some miles wide up against the Himalaya Mountains in a sort of a basin. And that's where the flood was. And the flood covered these little foothills up to a space about, 23 feet or so deep. And I already went ahead and read that about Genesis chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8. Verse 28, and you shall, of Jasher chapter 5, and you shall make thee a door, open that side, and to a cubit you shall finish it above, and cover it within and without with pitch. Verse 29, behold, I will bring the flood of waters upon the earth, and all flesh be destroyed from under the heavens, all that is upon earth shall perish. Verse 30, and you and your household shall go and gather up two couple of all living things, male and female, and bring them to the ark to raise up seed from them upon the earth. Verse 31, and gather unto you all food that is eaten by all the animals, there may be food for you and them. Verse 32, and you shall choose for your sons three maidens from the daughters of men, and they shall be wives to your sons. Verse 33, and Noah rose up and made the ark in the place where Yahweh commanded him, and Noah did as Yahweh had ordered him. Verse 34, in his 595th year, Noah commenced to make the ark, and he made the ark in 5 years as Yahweh had commanded. So from what I gather, when he was 480 years, he goes ahead and tells Methuselah and tells Noah, you need to go ahead and teach these people stop miscegenating. And in less, it was only 5 years that Noah built the ark, according to the book of Jasher. Verse 35, then Noah took the three daughters of Elkayam, son of Methuselah, for wives for his sons, as Yahweh commanded Noah. So what happens is that, what happens, these wives, these daughters, were not of Cain, were not descended from Lamech. There was a daughter, there was a woman named Naamah, who was Tubal Cain's sister. She was the daughter of Adar Zillah in chapter 4. But these daughters were of Eliakim, son of Methuselah. So essentially, let's see. Noah took his uncles. Eliakim was a different son of Methuselah. Went ahead and took his uncle's daughters. Okay, what relationship would the daughter of your uncle be for your son? Answer, maybe second cousins. Correct? Okay. Roger Hathaway died. You know, Roger Hathaway was with, he was with the Gerda Kotchites, wasn't he, Frank Wigger? I mean, I never had a problem with him, but I don't have too much, use for Seth Williams here. He used to hang around, old Sci-Fi Faber for a little while. Character likes playing CI Pastor every so often here. Who, Frank Wigger? Well, you went ahead and mentioned Roger Hathaway. From what I gather, Seth Williams lives in Arkansas, and pretty well he maintains a good deal more closeness to old Gerald Moseley. And folks, old Seth Williams lives in Arkansas, and pretty well you have these what I call Gerda Kotchites here who come up with this no-devil doctrine that Sheldon Emery thought he just developed. There's actually this, kikus bitch named Gerda Koch who come up with stupid crap. Okay, chapter 6 of Jasher. Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing it here. I didn't really have a problem with his sight so much. But once you go ahead and recollect here who's pretty well been theologically sleeping with who, I end up having a problem with some of these people, okay? Let me go ahead and click this thing here. Okay, Roger Hathaway here. Okay, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here since I got through the Book of Jasher, and we will be back. I was looking at this Roger Hathaway thing here. He believes there's been some cycles of 24,000 years. That's all very well and good, but I don't see how that's particularly biblical. So, folks, we'll go ahead and take at least about a 3 or 4 minute break, folks. Hail victory. Okay, folks, I'm back. Maybe, you know, maybe he wasn't, you know, associated with Gerda Koch. I see something that I don't, you know, I guess I didn't read it. I went ahead and glanced over Roger Hathaway's site here. I don't know if I would agree with it here, but he does seem to understand there are two seed lines. Whereas, pretty well, Finkelshimi and a number of these other characters, they claim to be dual seed line, and they go ahead and try to bring in some Roman Catholic, you know, papist preterist horseshit into there. So, in any case here, you know, if I did go ahead and say something wrong against Mr. Hathaway, I'd go ahead and apologize because I probably didn't know what I was talking about here. But he used to, from my gallery, used to live, I think, in Arkansas. So I assume that he was one of the Gerda Kochites or something like that here. So, you know, I'm sorry that he went ahead. I guess, Frank, what you say, he died about 6-7 months ago. And I didn't really know him. I don't really have that good thing to say about this Seth Griffin character. I mean, he looks a lot like, you know, he looks like another Mamzer, this Seth Griffin. He looks a lot like Jeremy Visser. Now, what Visser is doing is talking about how him, the Yucoy people, went ahead and fired Jonathan Williams. And, you know, pretty well, you know, Jonathan Williams, you know, here's Jeremy Visser talking like him and Sci-Fi Faber when it passed on good terms. No, they didn't pass on good terms. The guy revealed that Hal Turner was not only a rat going ahead testifying and snitching on people, but actually he was an agent provocateur as well. Pretty well, both Sci-Fi and Visser had this idiotic scheme by which they would go ahead and kick me out of my own church somehow and get Eli James to go ahead and decide, you know, settle the matter. And pretty well, what happened was Visser went ahead and turned on Sci-Fi Faber at the very end. Actually told Sci-Fi Faber that he was the one who had taken down Sci-Fi's webpage. Now, Sci-Fi was a total tard. He went ahead and gave me his password and username to his webpage. He went ahead and gave it to a number of people, about 8 or 9 other people. And then when Visser went ahead, I guess it was Visser went ahead and take it down, here he is whining and, you know, pleading and pissing and moaning about how somebody betrayed him. Well, folks, you go ahead and give your webpage and password to 8 or 9 people, and some of them are like Jeremy Visser, and some are like Brian Wright, some are like these other people. Well, folks, you're going to go ahead and get screwed. You don't go ahead and give your username, password, and username really to anybody. Unless you have no choice here. That's what Gillette did with some character you didn't know called Zach Kraft, who turned out to be a Rick Spring cutout. This here comes from the Rick Spring faction. Okay? So, yeah, what happens? I go ahead and see a picture of him. He looks like a wolf fart here. So, hey, you knew he was going to die of something here eventually. You know what I mean? Sci-Fi? In Sci-Fi, you can be a friend of Sci-Fi if you want here, Jay Faber. I mean, I met old Sci-Fi. Sci-Fi does not give a crap for... Well, Sci-Fi is just a retard. I mean, folks, John Britton refused to have anything to do with him. I mean, this was trying to say, you need to go ahead and ally yourself with Jay Faber. I did. And what happened is Jay Faber was running around on Aryan Front. And this Donald David Swain from New York went ahead and told me he wasn't Christian Identity. He was just doing a web page for August, you know, for August Christ. And he had this guy named Bob, you know, the rice shitter, who I thought was a hibernator, but actually turned out to be a Guido. of some sort. He was he died of liver cancer, and here was this other character, and here they have essentially a bunch of people going ahead and telling people to violate federal firearms laws. And, sci-fi is just total fruit loop here. He was going ahead and wanting to nuke the entire subforum over on Aryan Front because old Boob the Rice, the Rice Shitter called him Sci-Fi Faber. And I said, don't do that. You'll just go ahead and just re-put it up. You have everybody pissed off at you because you went ahead and nuked their hard work for the last couple of years. Don't do that. Let old Nickel Boob go ahead and ban you. And sure enough, what happens is that he went ahead and told everybody, I'm going to go ahead and we're not going to play around with this form. He went ahead and created his own little form. He went ahead and gave his password to me and eight other people, including Jeremy Zisser. And then Jeremy Zisser went ahead and claimed that he was the one, while the Department of Dogland and Security, he took him down. And him and Zisser had their little heads together, so somehow to remove me from my own church with the aid of Eli James. I mean, an LSD plot here. I mean, always someone who's totally addlepated on LSD to go ahead and have such an idiot idea. But folks, people are not honest in this bowel movement. Visser is just simply he's just a little pisser possum. He's just a little idiot. So Sci-Fi Faber. Sci-Fi would do stupid crap like going ahead and threatening to shoot some German Jew reporter up at Aryan Nations under Butler to where, if possible, people had to take the 12-gauge shotgun away from them. I don't know if he'd actually done it or he'd just go ahead and make it up, but, hey, Sci-Fi was a complete retard. He'd go ahead and call me twice or three times a day and then, get all pissed off when I wouldn't go ahead and call him back. Because, if I talk to him, what? If he talks to me two or three times a day, how many times do I need to go ahead and talk to him? I mean, once a day is often enough. Often enough here. And he wanted me to go ahead and buy an MP3 player and do what I'm doing now here. Well, I didn't hold dare trust him. I didn't hold dare trust him at all. And, folks, when I went ahead and seen how little he respected the work of his own people, well, hey, nothing to me. He went ahead and after this Jew judge went ahead and dismissed my Obongo lawsuit in 2009, he just goes ahead and him and Visser put their little pisser possum heads together here. And here's Visser pretending he's a big buddy of Sci-Fi. No, him and Sci-Fi did not part on good terms. Well, Visser went ahead and accused me of knowing that Visser was setting him up here to where I'd go ahead and kick him out. I mean, it was all this sort of crooked, stupid crap that really just annoyed the crap out of me about Sci-Fi and Jeremy Visser and the rest here. And folks, I hadn't figured out whether Gillette had gone ahead and renewed his church charter. So I didn't say a dang thing about it. And then in September, he's whining about how the FBI is kicking his door, and somebody other than Sci-Fi is saying, hey, it ain't the FBI, it's the County Joint Drug Task Force. I mean, Visser is, back to using meth again. So, what? Oh, about a couple of days before, when was it? 9-9-09? Visser says he's going to go ahead and leave. He's going to go ahead and leave, pretend to be a Chris Sandanti master. Visser's pulled this crap. He did it four times in 2010, and he ended in 2010 when he went ahead and admitted that essentially it was a mamster in order to get out of stalking charge here. Folks, how many times does somebody have to go ahead and tell you he's a mamster, that he's a Jew, that he's a Cherokee Indian, he's something or another, anything but white? You figure out that, yes, he is a mamster. How long do you have to go ahead and listen to that?
Well,
I actually knew Jay Faber. I was allied with him here, and Jay Faber was a thoroughly untrustworthy sort of person. Folks, I got emails from him in 2000, 2001, and 2002 when he's trying to have me pay attention to him. And folks, he got annoyed at me because, hey, here he is. He gets ordained in what? He gets ordained by August Christ. So he gets ordained by. And then he has a big fight with old August Christ. Here he is telling me a big story about how he has papers on his corporation, Church of Jesus Christ Christian, Area Nations of New York. Church of Jesus Christ Christian, Area Nations of New Jersey. Oh, he used to be big buddies with Hal Turner. I went ahead and talked on the news about, you know, niggers and Jews. He's scared the nigger's going to be his ass. I have to go over and hold his hand. Folks, Jay Faber didn't go to, you know, jail here. I don't know if Jay Faber was a Zogbot or not, but I didn't know he was a retard. I didn't know he was an idiot. Didn't know he was a liar. Didn't know he didn't much care. You know, he didn't have any respect for his own people's intellectual work that was on this forum. He wanted to go ahead and nuke it. I said, if you go ahead and do that, very well, old boob rice shitter will just go ahead and probably prop in a backup copy and have it running, and then you'll be the one who went ahead and destroyed the forum. Let boob the rice shitter go ahead and destroy the forum. Then you'll go ahead and look good. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll do that. Character didn't have any respect for his own people's intellectual property. I mean, this guy, I mean, you know, me and Pastor John Britt would not have anything to do with sci-fi. And we had arguments as to whether or not he was a Zogbot or not. I mean, but we pretty well had the agreement he probably wasn't because, hey, he's so freaking stupid. But then again, how smart do you have to be in order to be a Zog? By answer, not too smart. You know, you got to be very smart. None of these characters, Visser, when it comes down to it, none of them, you know, some were pretty sharp. But none of them are very wise. None of them know how to act. Those people know how to act. To them, it's just going ahead and buying a $100 Kingdom Identity Ministry correspondence course, and now you know all about Christian identity. Well, no. You can go ahead and do that. You still won't know who Simon Magus is, like Finkelstein. You won't know how to behave. You won't know how to go ahead and hide your tail at all. All the stuff in the Book of Jasher is really secondary stuff here. It's not necessary to know it. It's good to know some of, you know, what you actually believe. But if you go ahead and you like Key Southworth, where you're going ahead and reading that, essentially, you're trying to go ahead and say that Israelites are Canaanites and Canaanites are Israelites. What are you going to get to on that here? What's the point? What is the point? Work with them. Well, yeah, it is pretty late. It's 2 o'clock here. I've been going on for about a couple hours. As far as white nationalism, folks, there's nothing to work out. Every single Jew, like Linder, folks, I've already gone ahead and pointed out the big thing that was going on is Hal Turner coming back. I think Hal Turner finished. The reason I think he finished isn't because of white nationalists said we will not work with traitors. No, it's because Hal Turner made them look like a bunch of tards. A lot of people are still butthurt about Hal Turner. It's not because of the right reasons not to work with Hal Turner. It's because of ideas of vanity. And folks, I'll go ahead and look at that. No problem with vanity. As long as you don't go ahead and bring in a rat. But folks, there's nothing to work with. There's nothing to work with. Every single little tard has his own little agenda. Some are Zogbots and some are not. And none of them can work together. And you don't really want to work together. Do you really want a hierarchy where you end up having Hal Turner act like your broadcast voice, even though he's pretty good at it? Do any of you want Jeremy Visser and Obadiah going ahead to Term Theology, or Brian Leo, Tristan Emheiser, and Eli James going ahead and saying, "Well, we're not premillennials anymore. We're papist preterists." Do you really want that? And the answer is no. There's nothing that we can go ahead and join together and be at all. Nothing we can go ahead, there's no way we can go ahead and get along together. Some of us don't want to get along. Folks, I don't trust hardly anybody. I mean, folks, if I've tried to go ahead with this thing, what's going on in the movement, if I tried to go ahead and have you learn anything, it's that you don't go ahead and join any group, necessarily join any church. Your relationship with Yahweh and Jesus Christ is a personal relationship between Yahweh and you. And I am not in your chain of command. I am not the one who tells you what to do. The law of Yahweh is already written on your heart. Essentially, what this is that this is a sort of entertainment show. This is a movement news show. Occasionally, I'll go ahead and read certain things, and folks, I really wasn't ready for tonight here. I was just pretty well just looking at the debate. There really wasn't much going on. Folks, if any of you want to go ahead and follow Hal Turner, it's because you're an idiot. If any of you want to go ahead and follow Jeremy Visser and Obagenda Mess because, well, you're a mamzer or a Jew or a retard or something's wrong with you. What I'm going to go ahead and do tomorrow on Logan's show is essentially go ahead and read a few chapters of Mark. Then when we go, then when Logan goes ahead and comes back, we'll go ahead and finish up Mark, and then we'll go ahead and get together, Jim and me, and we'll cover some lost books of the Bible. But folks, there's a reason that some of these books are apocryphal books. There's a reason why they're not in the Bible, and some of the reason is they do contradict themselves in certain places with what is in essentially what is known as scripture. They were taken out for a number of reasons, and some of those reasons were good. Now, are all these little things vitally important? No, I believe that dual seedline Christianity is rather simple. The whole thing about Christianity is we understand that we are descended. If we are pure blooded, we are descended from the line of Adam, through Seth, through Noah, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, and that we are the lost, all 13 tribes of the house of Israel. Some of us may have a good deal more of blood from a certain tribe than others, but folks, if these tribes lost their identity as Israelites, wouldn't they have lost their identity as tribes? And dual seedline believes that the opposing bloodline is that of Satan, through Cain, the misbegotten son of Satan, through Eve. And that there's two seedlines, one good, one evil. And the evil seedline is always trying to worm its way in and destroy Yahweh's servant nation. And pretty well what this show is about is telling you about certain Namzers, certain Jews, who have gone ahead and done this successfully. Well, I'm looking at that here. I've called Ryan. I call him Ryan Sheeny here. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, I don't, you know, if you're going to go ahead and listen here, I mean, you should know I don't have anything good to say about Eli James, Sickle Sheeny, Brian Rio, Clifton Emheiser, Gerda Koch, Sheldon Emery, a number of these characters who are Jews or Mamzers or what have you, Zogbots, what have you. I don't have anything good to say about a number of them, okay? In any case, I was looking at the debate here, and I thought that Biden won on a number of points here because, Paul Ryan Sheeny wasn't able to go ahead and answer him here. All he was able to do was talk about how he would do things different under Romney, but not what. He was going ahead and talking about how they could go ahead and, spend $2 trillion more on the military to maybe have a war with Iran. I mean, if I'd been Biden, I'd simply said, we're not going to have a war with Iran if you reelect Obama. What happens if you go ahead and elect Romney? It's going to be like George Bush did. He's going to go ahead and make a war with Iraq. And folks, we can't afford the war that Obama is trying to go ahead and wiggle out of. You end up having Paul Ryan go ahead and bitch about how, thanks to Congress not being able to negotiate a status of forces agreement, i.e. not being able to convince the Iraqis that U.S. troops got to go ahead and murder and rape and kill Iraqi people and be tried by a Zog military court. No. As they look at, they've had close to 8 years of Zog troops going ahead and murdering and killing and torturing their citizens and getting away with it. But hey, the Iraqis didn't want to do that, and since there was no weapons of mass destruction, we were pretending that we were remaining. We went ahead and hung Saddam Hussein, killed his kids. Well, hey, here we are, going ahead and pretending we're there because the people of Iraq need us. Well, people of Iraq said, well, no, we don't need you. We don't need you. We don't need Zog troops killing and murdering and raping and doing the stuff you've been doing for the past, 8 years. So essentially, we got hustled out last year. Moved out, and essentially all these big old bases here were turned over to the Iraqis, and they went ahead and looted them in about, 30 days. They were nothing other than just simply, abandoned squatters, shacks or something. Folks, in 2004, we are going to go ahead, according to Biden, we're going to pull out of Afghanistan. Even though we've been there, 13 years. 13 years of war, where we're going ahead and creating jobs in Afghanistan, we're rebuilding infrastructure in Afghanistan, while infrastructure in Missouri and Ohio and Tennessee and New Jersey and New York disintegrates. While a bunch of banksters are going ahead and buying up toll roads, and buying up roads which were paid for a long time ago by tax dollars, essentially to where Jews get to go ahead and determine, or Germans or what have you, like up in Joplin, German-American water. Why do we need a German company to go ahead and get a monopoly for taking water out of Shoal Creek? What was wrong with simply having a city water department go ahead and for essentially the price you have a city water department, not a for-profit, corporation, taking water out of an American river that these German Americans had never put in, essentially going ahead and buying public utilities, public roads, you know, public, you know, I mean, that's pretty well what's happening in Greece. They're trying to go ahead and essentially sell their infrastructure owned by the Greek nation, the Greek people, to two banksters to go ahead and keep up deficit, you know, spending so they can go ahead and borrow when essentially the drachma, well, essentially the Greek economy is going to collapse and essentially the Germans don't want to pay any more money to prop up a bunch of brown people. Here's Linder talking about Golden Dawn. Well, folks, they're a bunch of brown people. What the hell does that have to do with us? Golden Dawn has nothing to teach us here other than not to be a bunch of winger pussies. But, folks, none of us have any control over what happens in this nation anymore. We can't go ahead and control it until Zog has gone ahead and tore itself apart in civil war and destroyed itself. But don't worry about building something here. Okay, well, I mean, Soldier and Pride, you can go ahead and agree with, you know, you can be an atheist here. You know, I believe that Jews are the spawn of Satan. Let's say you don't. You just believe they're the root of all evil. What's the difference between what I believe and what you believe? You want to go ahead, essentially, and believe that you can go ahead, because you're so big and bad, you can go ahead and exist without Yahweh. Okay, fine. Do we have anything, you know, I'm not trying to convince you. You have a personal relationship with Yahweh and Jesus Christ. I'm not trying to turn you into a Christian. Unlike most of these characters here, unlike in the Worldwide Church of God, I don't believe, you know, I'm not the one who called you. Christ is. If Christ did not call you, it's presumptuous for me to go ahead and call you and say that you should go ahead and obey Yahweh and obey Yahweh's laws here. Now, if you have, if you are an Israelite and you have the law of Yahweh written in your heart, you will already go ahead and obey even though you don't call yourself a Christian. But folks, I'm not really going ahead and calling wiggers, ordinary wiggers, who are smarter than Yahweh and dumber than dirt, to join my church. Folks, I don't even have any membership requirements for my church. My church here, because this is me, Roxy, one or two others, Poopy Dog. Oh, Poopy Dog ain't really a voting member. Anyway, that's it. Pretty well, I run my church as I see fit. And my purpose is to go ahead, because I have the necessity of life, taking care, to go ahead and be creative, to go ahead and do the show, not worry about what I have to do tomorrow. I don't have to do anything tomorrow. I can just go ahead and sit on my butt. In any case, this show is to go ahead and warn people off. Jews, Mamzers, and Tards, and pretty well point out is that there is no sense in worrying about what happened in the debate, because essentially Zog is screwed. Zog is just a dead man walking. Anybody stupid enough to go ahead and bring in Hal Turner deserves a screw, like, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, because Hal Turner has screwed over quite a few Tards, and he's not going to be kicked out because he's a snitch, he's a spy, he's possibly, you know, part Jew. He's not going to be kept out of white nationalism because of all these good reasons for him to be kept out. He's going to be kept out because he went ahead and made a fool of a number of Uyghur Tards, who went ahead and paid him money, who went ahead and had something to do with him here. I mean, I need to go ahead and ask Logan, why in the world, if you end up having talks to you for free, why did you bother going ahead and paying Hal Turner however much you paid? What, $100 a month here? $25 a show? Folks, this show doesn't cost me anything. at all, except time. Why do you need to have anything to do with Hal Turner or Alex Linder or anybody? That includes myself here. This show is essentially about, well, movement news, first of all. Then second of all, there might be some more talk or more work over what's going on here, folks. Anyway, yeah, my connection goes ahead and keeps dropping. And, folks, there's supposed to be one heck of a rainstorm. It don't look like there was one. There's supposed to be one heck of a storm here. Folks, I've been yakking on for hours. I need to go ahead and call it a night. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and say Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. Well, folks, what happens is here, my connection said that dropped here. I mean, folks, I'm looking at my modem, and essentially the modem said that it died here. So, anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead, and that is it for tonight. So, looks like a few people are going ahead and headed out. So, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night here. I mean, heck, I started at what? Oh, 10:30? It's 2:30? Need to go ahead and call a break. Okay, well, good. All right, folks, what you might do is that Sunday's show here I'm working on, I'm going to go ahead and try to get this, the last couple of shows up before that. I've been falling behind on the, re-engineering shows. So I'll go ahead and get them up here. So, folks, good night and Hail Victory.